You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. Production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I hope you're doing well, recovering from Christmas. I got drunk on Saturday night into Sunday. It's been quite a while since I've been out drinking, and I got lots and lots of free shots. I'm not going to talk about what kind of shots, but it was a good time, and I got to hang out with my family, and that's less of a good time. But anyway, hopefully you had a good Christmas if you celebrated. So now we're moving on to New Year's Eve, so hopefully you've got plans. Of course, we've got a huge viral issue that's continuing to wreak havoc across the United States and in other more moronic parts of the world. So hopefully you stay safe. There's a bunch of really good stuff that went up on the website here in the last couple of days. I do recommend you go to the website and read some of it. I also put up some really hot porn on the site. That's all you guys want is the porn. Anyway, what I want to talk about today, I guess we're going to have to talk about this. I don't know. I mean, I try to make this clear. I've written posts on it on the website. It's practically defined this way on the website. I've said it on the podcast before, in interviews. But I still get these questions. I've had multiple questions in the last few days. Some of them were kind of accusatory, saying that gay alphas are not equal to straight alphas. Now, they're all coming from faggots. These accusations are all coming from faggots. I don't even know why I'm bothering. You know, a lot of these faggots out here are fucking stupid as shit, and they don't listen, and they don't think about things. They react, just what they like, their fetishes or whatever, instead of looking at it rationally. And no matter what I say, it doesn't seem to sink in, and then they turn around and will accuse me of having made some sort of other statement that I didn't make, because they hear this in their head, I think. I don't know, okay? Sometimes some of these faggots drive me crazy. I can only imagine the alphas that are dealing with them. But it makes me even more happy that I'm not an alpha. but anyway, let me just say this, okay? Once and for all time, okay? Gay alphas and straight alphas are exactly the same in the hierarchy. There's no appreciable difference in the two classes of alpha. Yes, straight alphas are much more likely to procreate. And a lot of times faggots say, or other people say, well, that gives them the advantage. But in terms of hierarchy, in terms of how people respond to them, which is really the true measure of an alpha, is how He affects the world and the people around him and how they respond to him. Gay alphas and straight alphas receive the same kind of respect, worship, whatever. And in terms of how gay alphas and straight alphas view the use of faggots, it's virtually the same. It's about power and domination for them. I've seen gay alphas treat faggots worse than straight alphas, okay? More abusive, more aggressive. So anybody that thinks that, like, a gay alpha is some, some ninny, prancing around, in a pink tutu or something, that's not a gay alpha, all right? should be a question about that. But gay alphas and straight alphas are exactly the same hierarchically. There's no difference. In fact, gay alphas and straight alphas a lot of times will collaborate together on the use of faggots and the ownership of faggots. In fact, I'm covering a story like that right now on the website of a bisexual to gay alpha and his straight alpha friend. They've been using faggots for 15 years together. So they're collaborating on and they actually own a faggot together that they kind of, co-own. So they're exactly the same, all right? And what the problem comes in, I think this is where it's coming from, is that faggots look at a gay top because, in the gay sexual scene, generally speaking, you have tops and you have bottoms. You have switches or whatever, okay? But I think faggots look at a gay top and think that means they're alpha. No, that is not how that works. A gay top could be basically analogous to a straight, like a sub alpha or something, or a beta, who's not submissive, something like that. The gay tops are simply men who prefer to fuck rather than be fucked. That doesn't make them alpha. There's a whole other part about alphas that is different from other men. Gay tops are not necessarily controlling. They're not interested in ownership, or they're not interested in being worshipped. They simply prefer to be the top in a sexual sense. It's really not that hard to understand. A lot of times I think these faggots think, a gay top isn't equal to a straight alpha. Well, you're right. but we're not talking about gay tops. We're talking about gay alphas and straight alphas. And the difference is as wide as an ocean between those two things, I honestly, when I started encountering gay alphas, I personally was shocked by it because, again, I came in with the prejudice when I was, a young faggot, that straight alphas were, they were the gods, They were the only thing worth worshiping. They were alphas, not gay alphas or gay men who claimed to be alphas. I was like, no, that's not possible. But when I began to encounter gay alphas, it was very clear that they are the same thing. Like I said, there are gay alphas that own faggots. First of all, the gay agenda doesn't really approve of hierarchy in a general sense, and certainly not enslaving faggots or owning faggots like property, okay? gay tops are out there and they're just, you know, they're not interested in those kinds of things at all. They just want to be a partner. They want to have an equal relationship with a bottom partner, like a husband and wife or something like that. Gay alphas want to be worshipped and own faggots as property. They want to be served as kings, not as a husband necessarily. Now, I mean, I've covered gay alphas who have married their faggots, and they remain married and they're happy. But even within the marriage itself, the gay alpha is still the owner of the faggot, and the faggot is still serving as a faggot, even though the faggot is married to the alpha. Now, just because a gay alpha marries a faggot doesn't mean that he's less of an alpha than a straight alpha. You know, straight alphas get married to women. Gay alphas get married to faggots sometimes. It's rare, okay, but it does happen. None of that lessens alphahood. You know, alphahood is something that it's not a sexual position. And alphahood is not dependent on position at all. It's not that. It's about power. It's about the subconscious respect that a man receives as an alpha, that people just give to him because he's alpha. We know what the difference is instinctively. We respond to it instinctively. This is where I get confused, because it's so very obvious how we respond to certain men. And I guarantee you that, you know, some of the gay alphas that I've known, nobody's going to fuck with them. Okay, and nobody's gonna come up against them. They are just as powerful as a straight alpha. And it's time to, yeah. And here's the thing: I've been accused so many times of being homophobic or like anti-gay or whatever. You know, ashamed of being gay or whatever. Because I espouse the hierarchical, you know, paradigm. But I think that faggots who accuse gay alphas of being lesser alphas or men than straight men simply because they're gay, that to me is homophobic. That's self-hating right there, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, I'm only gonna serve straight alphas because they're better than gay alphas because they're gay. That's fucking stupid, you know. I guarantee you that I'm gonna hear from a gay alpha from this. And they're going to be saying, yes, I deal with this prejudice, you know, where, you know, a faggot finds out that he's gay as an alpha and they don't want to serve him anymore because he's gay. I guarantee you that there are gay alphas out there that are dealing with this prejudice. And it makes me fucking sick. First of all, I mean, how does a faggot have the nerve to judge an alpha at all? You know what I mean? Like, what? I mean, you don't have any right to do that. You know, if a man is an alpha male and he's gay and you want to judge him for that, what? Judge him as being lesser? You're a faggot. You don't have anything to stand on, all right? You're embarrassing. I get really angry about this. I'm sorry. Especially after I get angry about it because I have to repeat it over and over and over again. And it shouldn't even be a question. And I just hope that this podcast clears it up for all time. I believe that gay and straight alphas are the same thing, hierarchically. Only big dicked alphas are alphas, you know. And any alpha that's got a dick that's under 7 inches long, they can't be alpha. That's absolutely ridiculous. You see, when we add that kind of twist on it, you can see how stupid it is. Alphahood is not dependent on any of those kind of things. It's a quality inside the man. It's not dependent on his sexual position, sexuality, penis size, musculature, any of that kind of stuff. Hair color, eye color, okay, color of skin, nothing. It's something inside that people respond to. So, anyway, I hope that this can fucking stand up and just be a testament to this truth, because it is the truth. And I want people to stop attacking or, you know, denigrating alphas. They should be beyond this. They shouldn't have to justify themselves or their alphahood to a faggot. Right? Anyway, that's my rant for today. Merry Christmas. So, yeah, I'm going to have another podcast. I'm hoping to have a couple of interviews. Fucking Master Raz is driving me crazy. Oh, my gosh. That interview is supposed to be happening. I told him, get a hold of me any day or night, anytime, day or night, and we will get this done. I don't care. Let's get it done. And here I am. So, it's hard to be a faggot. But I got a couple of other interviews that should be interesting too. So they're all sitting there on deck. Let's see if we can get them done. Anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? I love you.